Welcome back to the 2008 Greensbury Lake Classic from Westside, home of the Eagles. And the Lady Eagles matched up here in the championship game with the Lady Ramblers from Rosebud. And, of course, Rich, you've been down at halftime taking care of the KFFB Sonic half-court shot.
Yeah, we had a near one that was kind of close, so maybe we'll get one before we leave tonight.
We're back to action now. It will be the Lady Ramblers to inbound it here on the near sideline, and they get it into the front court. It will be at the top of the key. Megan McKay with the basketball. McKay dribbles to the right side, gets it to Ballou in the corner. Cross-court pass to Cotton on the left side, back to McKay. McKay looking in, gets it to Wells. Wells back out to Ballou. Ballou tries to go baseline, back in to Wells. Wells, turnaround jumper is blocked by Riley Newby.
Riley Newby, good block, and then they picked up the Haley Turney, got it and green across the timeline.
7:15 left to play in the third period, and it will be the Lady Eagles with the basketball. Turnaround 15-foot jumper is in and out, no good for Riley Newby. Rebound comes away to the Lady Ramblers.
Nice little shot by Riley, but it went down and come back out.
Neither team scores on their first offensive possession, so the I guess the low scoring so far continues, Rich.
As the seats fill up, yes, it does. And I'll tell you what, you notice that Westside Greer Ferry never even warmed up after coming out the half. They came right to the coach's bench over there, and that's it.
Katie Wells gets it inside to Megan Ballou, who lays it up and in.
Megan Ballou, nice little swerve around hook shot, put it in. 17-11, Rosebud.
Down court, it will be Haley Turney with the basketball. Turney picks up a dribble, gets it to Jones on the right wing. Jones takes it out to the top of the key, now needs some help, and gets it to Riley Elliott. Elliott takes it into the corner and kicks it in to Newby. Newby to Jones. Jones kicks it out to Dell as she went to the floor. Good job to keep from turning it over.
Absolutely. Should have been a travel.
It goes to Elliott, back out to Jones. Jones to Elliott, to Newby, 15-foot jumper, in and out, no good. Rebound is taken down by Megan McKay. McKay down court to Ballou. Ballou drives inside, kicks it out to Cotton, open three-point shot, no good. Rebound Megan Ballou, back up. It's blocked by Casey Delk, and Casey may have picked up her third foul.
I think she did.
Lady Eagles don't need to get in foul trouble here as we are still early in the second half. 5:47 left to play. Megan Ballou, first free throws of the night. The first one is off the mark, no good. Megan has 5 points, three in the first half, two so far here in the second half. Checking in now will be Caitlin Stewart as Casey Delk will go to the bench with those three fouls.
You know, Dale, I wonder if there's something wrong with Casey.
Second free throw on the way. It's no good. Would not have counted anyway as a lane violation was called on Megan Ballou. She got across the line too quick.
Too quick. She just stepped when she let that ball go.
It will be down court to Riley Elliott. Elliott and Haley Turney throws it away. Cotton down court. Shot up. It's no good. Rebound comes away to the Lady Ramblers. Outlet pass to Cotton. Cotton cross court to the right side to Ballou. Megan back to Cotton. Now to McKay. McKay to Wells. Wells at the free throw line extended. Well, needs some help and finally has it stripped away by Chloe Jones. Jones down court, shot up. It's good, and she will be fouled. Actually, she passed off, and the shot was actually put up by Riley Elliott.
Nice little drive on the left side, off the glass and in. Got the foul, and she gets one at the line.
Free throw is up. It is no good. Rebound will come away to Katie Wells. That foul was charged on Brooke Cotton, her first foul. It will be McKay to Ballou, back to McKay. McKay kicks it out to Katie Wells. Open three-point shot.
Yeah,
good for
that.
Katie Wells.
Katie Wells, beautiful shot out front. All the way, 20-13, Rosebud.
Biggest lead of the night now for the Lady Ramblers. As Westside takes it down court. Top of the key, it will be Haley Turney with the basketball. Turney inside to Newby. Newby back out to Turney. She goes to the right side now and now dribbles back out to the top of the key. Her pass in to Newby is picked off this time by Megan Ballou. Megan takes it down court. Left side of the lane. Shot up. It's no good. Whistle, and she will be fouled by Caitlin Stewart.
As she drove the left side of the basket, put her up there. Caitlin was right there, but she got her on the arm.
Yeah, she kept her from getting the basket,
yeah.
But she will shoot a couple of free throws. Timeout called, and we'll take it with them. We'll be back with more of the 2008 Grizz Fair Lake Classic in 30 seconds.
What does your business need in a new year? A new image, promotional products, whatever your business needs. Make sure it's done with precision. Precision Screen Printing in Rosebud. From custom t-shirts, caps, jackets, uniforms, and signs to custom artwork, your business image can soar to new heights in the new year. Precision Screen Printing, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and online at precisioninc.com. Precision Screen Printing, Highway 36 West in Rosebud.
Welcome back to live coverage of the 2008 Grizz Fair Lake Classic at the free throw line. It will be Megan Ballou. Megan 0 for 2 at the free throw line so far in this game. And she'll shoot a couple here. And the first one is perfect.
Beautiful shot by Megan.
Second free throw coming down. Megan takes the time. A couple of dribbles now. Shot up. It's good. 22-13 now with 4:24 left to play in the third period. Haley Turney will bring the ball down court. Haley gets it to Chloe Jones on the right wing. Jones in the corner now. Underneath the newbie, lays it up in the end.
And that's what they should do, because that's a nice little pass on the right side. You put her up off the glass and in. 22-15 Rosebud.
Just over 4 minutes to play in the third period. Blue takes it on the right wing. Back out to newbie. Inside to Wells. Wells tries to drive. Triple teamed, and will be a reach-in foul charged on Chloe Jones, who picks up her second foul. So Jones tried to get the steal, but instead comes up with a foul, and it will be inbounded by Megan Ballou to Cotton, now to Newbie. Cotton has it and throws the ball away, and now a whistle and a foul will be called, I think, on Cotton, I started to say, on McKay, but it will be on Brooke Cotton per second. Inbound pass to Haley Turney. Haley, cross-court pass now to Elliott. Now back out to the top of the key. Inside, jumper up, 10-footer, no good by Riley Newbie. Rebound comes away to the Lady Ramblers. Megan Ballou brings the ball down court, gets it back to McKay. McKay takes it to the left side, trips, and they didn't call any contact or any foul. She tripped, though, and the ball goes out of bounds. They do say it was touched last by the Westside Lady Eagles. So the ball will be inbounded by Rosebud underneath their own basket, and they get the ball inbounded. Shot up. It is blocked by Riley Newbie.
Riley Newbie, nice block.
Outlet pass goes to down court, and Jones for the layup. Good.
Nice from a passer. Chloe put her up and in. 22-17 Rosebud.
Back to a five-point game now. It was a four-point game at the halftime. Actually, Rosebud had stretched it out to a seven-point lead, and now we have a carrying the basketball violation, and Rosebud turns it over. We have a timeout call, and we'll take it with them. We'll be back with more in 60 seconds.
Hello, I'm Ed Lacey, Vice President and Administrator at Baptist Health Medical Center Heber Springs. We are pleased once again to support the Grierson Ferry Lake area basketball teams and wish them continued success for the remainder of their seasons. At Baptist Health Medical Center Heber Springs, we give all our best to serve the people of Cleburne County and surrounding areas, and we encourage the youth of our area to give all their best to achieve excellence in all they do.
In life as in basketball, planning is crucial. At Edward Jones, we believe your game plan for financial security should be well managed and customized for you. Visit Kevin Feeler, your Edward Jones financial advisor today, and make sure your game plan is on track for a secure financial future. Because in these economic times, the first thing you need is a game plan to succeed. See Kevin Feeler at your Fairfield Bay Edward Jones office today. Edward Jones, making sense of investing.
Live coverage of the 2008 Grizz Fair Lake Classic continues on KFFE after the timeout. It will be the Lady Eagles with the basketball inside to Newby. Newby to Elliott and throws it away. That one picked off before it got to Elliott, and the Lady Ramblers take over. McKay with the basketball, takes it to Wells. Wells goes to the right side of the lane, spins in, shot up. It's blocked, but a whistle and a foul will be charged on Riley Newby, her second. That comes with 2:31 left to play in the first half. Katie Wells, 2 for 2 at the free throw line, and she misses the first one.
2:31 in the third quarter.
What'd that say?
First half.
Second free throw on the way. It's up. It's good. Well, you keep me straight, Rich.
I'm going to.
Ball down court now for Casey Dell because she brings it across the timeline. Ball goes inside. Turnaround 10-foot jumper is good by Riley Newby.
Yeah, you can see that. Little 10-foot jump shot. She put her in there. 19-23. 23 Rosebud, 19 Westside.
So we're back to the four-point difference. That's what we had at half. The scoring pace has picked up a little now. Katie Wells drives inside, shot up, no good. Whistle and a foul on Caitlin Stewart. Caitlin picks up her second foul, and Katie Wells will go back to the free throw line. She hit one out of two just a minute ago. 3 out of 4 on the night. First one is up. It's in and out, no good.
I'll tell you what, that basket's not been kind to either team.
Second free throw coming now for Katie Wells. Katie has 11 points already on the night in the double figures. Second free throw is up. It's good. 2:06 and counting in the third period as Casey Delk brings the ball down court, gets it in the corner. Chloe Jones, three-pointer, no good. Rebound chased down by Caitlin Stewart. Stewart back out to Delk. Delk back out to the baseline to Stewart. Now the wing, a shot is up. It's a two-pointer by Riley Elliott.
Riley Elliott, nice little shot from the outside and put her in there.
That one just inside the three-point arch, and it makes it 24-21. It's a three-point game. Wells gets it to Ballou on the left wing. Ballou drives back out to the top of the key, hands off to Wells. Wells tries to penetrate. Shot up, no good. Rebound, though, taken by Sarah Madron, and she kicks it back out to the top of the key. Now Wells, spin move, shot up, no good. Rebound Newby. And that was, I'll tell you what, Katie Wells had a good open shot.
She had a good open shot, should have drained it, but Riley Newby on a good rebound there too. So
Chloe Jones back in the corner, now inside to Newby. 10-foot jumper, good, Riley Newby.
Hey, they found something there. Riley Newby from 10 feet out can score.
Under a minute to play in the third period. It's a one-point game, 24-23 our score. Pass goes to Ballou across the timeline. Now inside, and the ball almost stripped away, but it's picked back up by Sarah Madron. Now to Wells. Wells gets it in to Ballou. Ballou shot up. It's no good. Ballou back up. No good. Whistle and a foul will be called. And another, Megan Ballou has done that at least two or three times, has put her shot up, got her own rebound, and went back up with it. And she did that again.
Yes, she did.
And will shoot a couple of free throws as the third foul was charged on Caitlin Stewart. Megan, 2 out of 4 at the free throw line. First one is up. It's no good.
I think Casey Delk was praying there because she was real close to the play.
Second free throw, and I'm not sure that's not what they were trying to do, really, was draw a foul on Delk.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Second free throw is good. It's a two-point game, 25-23 our score. So here we go. It will be the Lady Eagles with the basketball. Chance to tie it or even take a lead on three-point shot. Jones back out to Delk. Delk has the ball out of bounds off her fingertips, and it will go back to the Lady Ramblers. Inbound pass to Megan McKay. McKay will bring it down court as we go under 20 seconds to play. McKay just now across the timeline gets it to Ballou. Now to Wells. Wells hands off to McKay. Megan holds it. 10 seconds now. Megan spin move to the right side. Gets it to Wells. Wells back out to Cotton, three-point shot, no good, rebound, and that will be the end of the third period. The score will be Rosebud 25 and Westside 23. Back in 1 minute.
First Electric Cooperative is proud to serve the Greers Ferry Lake area and to be a sponsor of the Greers Ferry Lake Classic Basketball Tournament. At First Electric Cooperative, we're more than just an electric company. We're your locally based, member-owned, nonprofit utility dedicated to helping improve the communities we serve. Call or come by our full-service office in Heber Springs or log on to www.firstelectric.coop. First Electric Cooperative, improving quality of life.
When you've got a job to do, it's nice to know someone's nearby to help. At Carter's Hardware, we have everything you need for your home, from tools and accessories to lawn and garden supplies. And now Carter's brings their service home to you, online, with our shop-at-home store on the internet, at carters.doitbest.com. Of course, you can always come in and see us in person. We always look forward to it. Carter's Hardware, your do-it-best center in the Quail Creek Shopping Center in Shirley.
Welcome back to live coverage of the 2008 Greers Ferry Lake Classic from Westside, home of the Eagles. And we start the fourth quarter. It's a two-point game, and the Lady Eagles will have the basketball.
This should be a great quarter of basketball. We'll see what happens.
Haley Turney has it now to Elliott. Back to Turney. On the baseline, ball knocked out of bounds. Touch last by the Lady Ramblers. They had Jones open on the baseline, but they couldn't get the ball to her. It was knocked out of bounds. Jones, three-point shot, will not go. Rebound is pulled down by Megan Ballou. Megan will bring it down court herself.
Ooh,
across the timeline, now to Cotton. Cotton gets it on the left wing, now to Madrin. Back to Cotton, now to McKay. Megan with a dribble being guarded by Chloe Jones. Now gets it to Katie Wells. Wells down the right side of the paint, lays it up, and good.
Yeah, guys will drive on the right side and put it up and in. 27-23 Rosebud.
Back to a four-point advantage. That's what it was at halftime. The Lady Eagles cut it to 2 points at the end of the third period, but it's back to a four-point game. It will be Elliott with the basketball. Now to Haley Turney. Turney looked at the three-pointer but passes it up, gets it back to Elliott. Elliott to Turney. Turney in the corner now to Delk. Delk, cross court, underneath, Jones wide open, lays it up and in.
Beautiful pass to Chloe Jones. She put it up and in, so it's 27-25 Rosebud.
And a timeout call. We'll take it with them. We'll be back to continue our live coverage of the 2008 Greers Ferry Lake Classic on KFFB in 30 seconds.
When he speaks, people listen.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey.
106.1 KFFB is your home for Paul Harvey news and comment at 7:30 a.m. and 12:30 p.m.
Now, the rest of the story.
And the rest of the story at 5:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. The most listened to newsman in the world is home on your station for timeless favorites.
Welcome back to the Greers Ferry Lake Classic on KFFB. I'm Dale Gardner along with Rich Cahill as we get ready to resume action. Rosebud will inbound it, and Westside was not back out on the floor. The shot is up. Katie Wells couldn't get it to go. Loose ball and a jump ball will give it back to the Lady Ramblers. You don't see that very often, but the referee...
He blew the whistle. He put the ball on the floor, and if you're not coming out of the huddle...
And they almost made it work, but Westside did get back in time to stop the play. But on the inbound play, it was wide open. Sarah Madrin for the layup.
Nice little shot. Little bounce past her. She put it up and in. 29-25 Rosebud.
It will be at the top of the key. Riley Elliott now in the corner now. The Delk cross-court pass goes back to Turney. Inside to Newby. Newby spin shot up off the glass. Good. And what a lot of English on that for Riley Newby.
What a play. I tell you, on the right side, put it off the glass. And she rolled in. 29-27 now.
Ball slapped out of bounds on the sideline here, but that was touched last by Chloe Jones. So the ball will be inbounded by the Lady Ramblers. Megan Ballou will run the inbound play. Ballou gets it out to McKay. McKay back to Madrin. Madrin will be fouled, and that will be number four on Casey Dell. Well, that could be a big blow if Casey picks up that fifth foul. There's still 6 minutes left to play in this game.
Yeah, that ball got there at about the same time, and Casey was there, and Call a foul on Casey.
It also puts Rosebud in the 1-1, and at the free throw line, it will be Sarah Madren. First free throw is up. It's no good. Rebound, though. Megan Ballou kicks it out to Cotton at the top of the key, so Rosebud will get the basketball back. It will be Megan McKay. Now to Katie Wells. Wells gets it to Madren on the left wing, inside to Megan Ballou. Shot up, no good. Megan Ballou back up, good.
And Megan Ballou stayed with the rebound until she got it. Got it up and in. 31-27, Rosebud.
Haley Turney will bring the ball down court. Cross-court pass to Chloe Jones, and Jones is called for traveling.
I tell you what, she just moved too quick. She was going to go in and jump from the baseline and put a little jump shot up. Travel.
Inbound pass against a little bit of pressure now being applied by the Lady Eagles. Wells down court to Ballou. She backs it out on the right wing. Kicks it back out to McKay. Inside to Wells. Wells shot up. It's stripped away, but she will be fouled by Haley Turney. Haley picks up her second foul, and Katie Wells will go back to the free throw line. Katie is 4 out of 6 at the free throw line. First one is up. It's good. Second free throw now coming for Katie Wells. She is ready. Shot is up. It's good.
33-27 Rosebud. Westside's going to have to make something happen real quick.
Riley Elliott now gets it to Casey Delk. Delk cross court back to Elliott. Elliott in the corner to Jones. Jones dribbles back out, gets it to Delk. Delk back to Jones, inside to Newby. Delk, open three-pointer, good by Casey Delk.
Oh, there you are, man. If she can start hitting them, she'll come through. 30-33 now, Westside trailing by three.
Timeout called. We will hold it right here, and we'll kind of recap on where we are in the game. There is, of course, this is the championship game, so it all comes down to this. We've had a low-scoring game in the first half, but the pace has definitely picked up some here in the second half.
Yeah, it's picked up in the second half, and I'm sure some people got talked to at halftime, but the West Side's really starting to play the ball well now. So I don't know if in case Casey fouls out or something would happen like that, why it could hurt them. But it's 33-30. Rosebud's playing a great ball game, so they're starting to hit the free throws. So. Anybody's ball game.
Casey Delk can be a big force in the game. That's her first three-pointer, but she can get red hot from three-point range, and it is only a three-point game. A little pressure being applied, but the Lady Ramblers do get it into the front court. Megan Ballou gets it to Cotton. Cotton back to Ballou. Ballou on the right wing, back out to McKay. McKay tries to go to the right, now back to the left. Almost loses the handle on the basketball. Now needs some help. Gets it to Katie Wells. Wells inside to Megan Ballou, and Megan double dribbles the basketball. And Megan will turn it over, and Grisbury Westside will get it back with a three-point deficit and the basketball. Haley Turney down court at the top of the key. Haley backs out, hands off to Elliott. Elliott goes to the left side, now back out to the top of the key to Casey Delk. Delk gets it underneath, wide open layup, and it is missed by Riley Elliott.
Yeah, Riley Elliott had a wide open shot underneath it, right to the basket, and she off the glass and too hard.
So, the rebound comes away to the Lady Ramblers. And it will be a whistle, and a foul will be charged on Chloe Jones, her third foul of the game, and it will send to the free throw line Megan McKay.
And look how many fouls Rosebud's got.
Big difference, 9 team fouls to only 2 team fouls for the Lady Ramblers.
That's
first free throw up, it's no good. Rebound slapped out of bounds, touch last by the Lady Ramblers. So Grisbury Westside will get it back. 3:53 left to play in the game. Ball is inbounded to Haley Turney. Haley will bring it down court. And almost throws it away, but it is saved by Riley Elliott. Elliott inside to McKay. McKay has it stripped away, but a whistle and a foul will be charged on Megan Ballou. But not a shooting foul. As we mentioned, only 2 team fouls. That is the 3rd team foul, but the ball will be inbounded and thrown away. That through the hands of Chloe Jones.
Yeah, I tell you what, Riley Elliott, she just threw that ball too hard.
Katie Wells takes it, gets it to Blue, and Blue dribbles it off her foot, but does pick it up before the ball goes out of bounds. Now back to Katie Wells. Wells picks up the dribble, gets it to the left wing now to Madron. Back out to the top of the key to McKay. McKay to Blue. 3:15 to play in the game. Katie Wells tries to drive inside, lays it up, no good. Rebound out of bounds, touch last by the Lady Eagles, and Rosebud will get it back.
Lady Eagles are going for the ball real good, but they just need to control that ball and bring it down.
So the ball will be inbounded underneath their own basket. Blue will trigger the inbound play out to Katie Wells at the top of the key. Wells now hands it back to Blue. Megan dribbles to the right side, now tries to spin. Goes inside, ball stripped away, loose on the floor, and a traveling call. Megan Blue went to the floor with the basketball, and before she could pass it, was called for traveling.
Yeah, she fell down, just slid on her knee, and that's traveling.
Haley turning now down court, another chance for the Lady Eagles to cut into the three-point deficit. The ball goes to Newby. Newby back out to Casey Delk. Delk with the ball above her head, out near half court. Gets it back to the tourney. Haley dribbles to the left side, dribbles it off her foot, but picks it back up. Now the ball goes out of bounds. Touch last by the Lady Eagles.
Unreal. Haley just got in the corner and lost control of the basketball.
So Rosebud gets it back. They hang on to the three-point lead. Now timeout call, and we'll take it with them. Back with more of the Grimsbury Lake Classic on KFFB in 1 minute.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, replace them with Anderson Windows. With low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, standard and custom sizes, they can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement.
Sold and installed by your professionals at F.L. Davis Ace Home and Building Centers, serving you from Greers Ferry and Heber Springs.
A comfortable environment, security. These are not only what nursing home residents deserve, but what they expect. At Golden Living Center of Heber Springs, we not only strive to meet, but to exceed those expectations. Whether it's taking a few extra minutes to put the finishing touches on a resident's hair or scheduling special entertainment, we're committed to creating a culture that embraces and celebrates life. At Golden Living Center, our care is everything you deserve and more than you expect in a place where every day is golden.
Welcome back to Grimsbury Westside and the home of the Eagles and the home of this year's Grimsbury Lake Classic. After the timeout, it will be Rosebud basketball. Katie Wells takes the inbound play. Wells needs some help now, gets it back out to Megan McKay at the top of the key. McKay to Blue on the right wing. To Wells now at the top of the key. Wells hands off to Cotton. Cotton now to McKay. McKay gets it back to Wells. Wells looking for some help. Now tries to go inside. Drives. Lays it up. No good. Rebound. Back up. No good. Whistle and a foul will be charged. And Megan Blue will go to the free throw line. And that will be number 5 on Casey Dell.
Oh, was it on Casey? I guess it was. I didn't get that.
So it will be Megan Blue. And Megan only hitting 50% at the free throw line, 3 out of 6 so far in the game, as Caitlin Stewart will check back in for the Lady Eagles. So only a minute 55 left, but that will be a big blow for the Lady Eagles.
Oh, absolutely.
First free throw on the way now. This will be the double bonus. Will be a 2-shot, but the first one is good either way. Second free throw coming from Megan Blue. She's ready. Shot up. It's good.
35-30. Rosebud. 1:55 left.
Lady Eagles pretty much have to have a score here to keep it close. Haley Turney across the timeline. Now to Stewart. Now cross court to Elliott. Elliott tries to go baseline. Gets cut off. Back to Jones. Now to Stewart. Now to Turney. Shot up. Good by Haley Turney.
Haley Turney, good little drive underneath the basket. Put it in. Oh.
Ball almost stolen away, and we had a collision down there. And young lady went to the floor hard, but she's back up and unhurt. Megan McKay and I believe it was Chloe Jones collided. And it will be, or was that Megan Ballou? No, I think it was McKay.
McKay.
She will go to the free throw line. And that foul, of course, charged number four on Chloe Jones. So Megan McKay, 0 for 1 at the free throw line, missed the front end of a 1-1. This is the double bonus. She misses the first one. She'll shoot another one. It's still a three-point game with a minute 31 left to play. Second free throw on the way. It's no good. Rebound comes away to Riley Elliott. Elliott down court quickly with the basketball. Has it at the top of the key. Now to Jones on the wing. Jones to the right side to Haley Turney. It's slapped out of bounds and touch last by Haley Turney. That one was deflected, actually, by Brooke Cotton.
Yeah, Brooke Cotton deflected that, and that's what happened.
So here we go. It will be pressure on the basketball as McKay gets it across the time. Now throws it away, and Newby comes up with it. Outlet pass to Stewart. Stewart down court to Haley Turney. We go down to the one-minute mark in the game. It's 35-32 our score. And the ball is thrown away again. Down court to Megan Ballou. Ballou down to Madrin, who has the ball slapped.
Yeah.
No,
it went off her knee.
Well, as I said, slapped out bounds, but it touched her leg.
Yeah.
So we have a timeout call with 52 seconds left to play, a three-point game, and the ball will go back the other way. We'll be back with more after this 30-second timeout.
At KFFE, we're proud to be a part of your community. Every day, we take you around the region for the latest in community news with KFFB Today. Dale Gardner begins your day just before ABC News at 6, 7, 8, and 9 with the latest in what's happening. He's back at 12 and 1 and again in the afternoons at 4, 5, and 6 p.m. KFFB Today with Dale Gardner. The best way to be in the know. Weekdays on 106.1.
Welcome back to live coverage of the 2008 Grizz Ferry Lake Classic. It is the championship night here. It is senior girls action, Grizz Ferry Westside and Rosebud in a close one here, a three-point game, 35-32 our score. Senior boys action coming up, which will feature Mount Vernon, Enola, and Rosebud. Right now, though, we have under a minute to play in this one, 52 seconds left on the clock. It will be free throws coming an inbound play after the timeout. It will be the Lady Eagles to inbound it. Chloe Jones brings it down the floor. Jones into the corner now to Stewart. Underneath, Newby shot up. It's out of bounds. Touch last by Rosebud, and Lady Eagles will get it back. 43 seconds now left to play. Elliott to inbound it. Elliott needs some help. Better hurry. Gets it in to Newby, and it should a five-second count.
Yeah, five-second count. She just held the ball. They didn't work the play fast enough, and she gave her the ball, and I think the players out front didn't even know she had it yet.
So here we go. It will be an inbound play now, and a whistle and a foul will be charged on Haley Turney on the inbound play, and it will be at the other end. It will be Megan McKay. And McKay went to the floor again. Boy, they're just really knocking her around.
Yeah, she hurt her hip.
But she's okay, and she'll walk to the free throw line. Megan, she is really their ball handler. Megan has not scored any points, but certainly has done a good job of handling the basketball and is 0 for 3 at the free throw line. So from the Lady Eagles standpoint, that's who you want at the free throw line.
That's her first point.
She steps up and nails the first one. That makes it a four-point game. Second free throw coming for McKay. It is no good. Rebound comes away to Newby. Outlet pass to Elliott. Here come the Lady Eagles. Cross-court pass to Turney, and Turney will be fouled, and that is not what the Lady Ramblers
that's
wanted.
That's the clock. No, they don't go to the line yet.
So it will be another inbound play coming. That foul was the third on Brooke Cotton. Inbound play to Jones. Jones to Turney. Turney tries to drive inside. Newby, 18-footer. Good. Riley Newby. Two-point game with 24 seconds left. We'll have another timeout called, and we'll continue with live coverage of the 2008 Grizz Prairie Lake Classic on KFFB in 1 minute.
Now, you've been hearing about it, and it's true. Hensley's Catfish Barn is getting ready to open in the Stage Plaza on Highway 25B in Heber Springs. Now, we meant to have it open by now, but the winter weather has run us a little bit behind. But we're proud to announce that the new Hensley's Catfish Barn will be opening its doors on January 15th. All the mouth-watering catfish and seafood that you're ready to set down to will be right there. January 15th at the new Hensley's Catfish Barn, Stage Plaza, Heber Springs.
What's the First Service Bank advantage? It's the convenience of banking where you are, with people you know. It's the advantage of a 24-hour internet banking in our Money Master ATM service with locations in Clinton, Dermont, Greenbrier, Marshall, Mountain View, Shirley, and Yellville. Come get the First Service Bank advantage today at any of our convenient locations. First Service Bank, where money really does grow on trees. First Service Bank, member FDIC.
Welcome back. It's a two-point game here in the championship round here at the Grizz Prairie Lake Classic. It will be an inbound play for Rosebud after the timeout, and they get it in to Katie Wells. Wells will take it down court and finally across the timeline. Down court, and Madryn lays it up and in.
Yeah, that was a pretty pass, and she put it up and in, and that pretty well sunk it.
That may have sealed the deal with under 10 seconds now, and the ball is thrown away, but instead a whistle and a foul, and that will be on Cotton. Brooke Cotton picks up her fourth foul, but still not a shooting situation, so the ball will be inbounded with 7 seconds left, and they can certainly get a score, but they can't score 4 points, and we have a whistle and foul called, I guess.
23-32, Megan Blue.
Well, she picked up the foul, and the ball is inbounded, and let's see, Newby has it, and will she even get a shot off? It goes out of bounds, but there's less than a second to play, so the championship will be won by the Rosebud Lady Ramblers. They will win this one, 38, and I think 34 will be the final score.
Yeah.
Ball is inbounded, and
that's the game.
The buzzer sounds, the game is over. The Rosebud Lady Ramblers have won the championship here for the Grizz Prairie Lake Classic, but a great game. And, of course, the Lady Eagles certainly, they win second place. And, you know, they don't have to be embarrassed about losing to the Lady Ramblers.
They played a good game. A lot of things didn't go right for them, and they both played great basketball. And look at this crowd right now. We've got a full house almost, and it's a tremendous night for basketball in Grizz Prairie. So, We thank them both. They played a great game, and they're both good girls teams. And here comes the trophy.
The trophy presentation will be made, and, of course, first of all, they will present the second-place trophy to the Westside Lady Eagles, and that is being done as we speak. We'll give you a quick recap here for the Lady Eagles. Riley Newby had 14 points, Casey Delk 7, Chloe Jones had 6, 5 points for Riley Elliott, and Haley Turney had 2 points. And let's see, for the Rosebud Lady Ramblers, Sarah Madryn had 6 points. Brooke Cotton had 3 points. Only 1 point for Megan McKay. 10 points for Megan Ballou. And let's see, 16 points for Katie Wells. So a really good night for Katie Wells, but both teams played very, very well. You know, it would be hard. Really hard to pick a star of the game for this game.
Absolutely, because a lot of those girls, when Casey got hurt, a lot of girls picked it up, like Riley Newby and everything. They picked it up, and they played a good basketball game. And so Rosebud's the winner, but Westside played a great game too.
So the final score again will be Rosebud Lady Ramblers 38, Westside Lady Eagles 34, and Rosebud wins the championship here for the 2008 Grizz Prairie Lake Classic. That will wrap up our coverage of the senior girls game. Remember, we have the senior boys championship coming up. That is Mount Vernon, Enola, and Rosebud. We'll be back with that shortly on KFFB. Stay tuned.
A KFFB holiday tradition, the Greer's Ferry Lake Classic, has been brought to you by First Electric Cooperative, Baptist Health Medical Center, Heber Springs, Carter's Hardware, Precision Screen Printing,
The Real Estate Center. Kevin Feeler, your Fairfield Bay Edward Jones Financial Representative. Reeves Grocery. F.L. Davis Home and Building Centers. Golden Living Center. First Service Bank. Hensley's Catfish Barn. And by Glass Doctor of Greer's Ferry. This broadcast has been a presentation of KFFB Sports. This is North Central Arkansas's sports leader and the exclusive home of the Greer's Ferry Lake Classic Basketball Tournament. Your timeless favorite station, KFFB 106.1 FM.
A comfortable environment, security. These are not only what nursing home residents deserve, but what they expect. At Golden Living Center of Heber Springs, we not only strive to meet, but to exceed those expectations. Whether it's taking a few extra minutes to put the finishing touches on a resident's hair or scheduling special